Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Can religious activity ever replace genuine faith? One of Paul's most powerful arguments in Romans chapter 4 is based on timing. Abraham was declared righteous before he was circumcised. So why does that matter? Well, it matters because it proves that religious rituals do not save. Circumcision didn't make Abraham righteous. Baptism doesn't make us righteous. Church membership doesn't make us righteous. Those things matter, but they are signs of salvation. They're not the source of salvation. And the danger for many church-going people is that they begin trusting in the symbols instead of the Savior. It's possible to be baptized and lost. It's possible to know Christian language and yet not know Christ. It's possible to sit in church every Sunday and still never truly trust in the gospel. God designed salvation this way so that people from every tribe, tongue, and nation could come to Him by faith alone. So the invitation of the gospel is gloriously simple. You don't have to achieve a certain status. You don't have to perform enough religious duties. You don't have to earn a seat at God's table. You come by faith. Abraham's story reminds us that salvation has always been about trusting God's promise. The rituals point us to Christ, and they are beautiful gifts, but only Christ saves. So don't put your confidence in the sign. Put your confidence in the Savior to whom the sign points. So ask yourself this question. Are you trusting in religious activity or in a living relationship with Jesus Christ? You can pray this prayer today. Father, keep me from trusting in outward religion and teach me to rest in Christ alone. And here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Regino Acuna and his family are national changemakers in Paraguay, and also the Safwa Life Word broadcast for the people of Tanzania.